Okay, today's Yerushalmi Daf Gimel Meseches Erevin, and we are on Beis Maveis as we continue in Perek Mavui, the new world that we're in Meseches Erevin regarding Mechitzas and Erevin, as we had in the last year. There's really two different worlds that connect within this world. As the Gemara was Machalik yesterday between Erevin, we had the line of Be Erevin Amarti Veloba Mechitzos, in terms of how do we paskin in a certain case. But we're talking about these still issues of mavui and related topics. How do you machshir a mavui that is open on one side, a mavui sasum? How do we fix that? How do we matur that? Midrabanan, again, midaraisa, it is a rishus hayachad according to most rishonim. So midrabanan, though, because we don't want to carry out from that area to the street, or we don't want to get mixed up with a mavui itself within a mavui and within the street. So that's why Chazal were misakin to put a lechi or a korah. So we said if it's above 20 amos, it has to be lowered. If it's under 10 tfachim, that was yesterday's discussion, then also it has to be somehow raised. So how do you raise it? Either you raise the lechi or raise the korah, the crossbeam. We haven't really spoken about lechis yet. Not so much. The standing pole. But we're talking about the crossbeams, you know, higher and lower. The way that we spoke about it yesterday was that one could also lower the floor in order to make it 10 tefachim. If you put a gate there, that's what we said, asi asa geder, so then that would also close it up. If there is a tail towards the end of yesterday's daf, if there's a mound there, so it depends how steep it is. If it's steep enough within a short amount of space, so then it would be, can be considered a wall itself, and that could be a lechi, so to speak. That could be a break, and that could be a hecker / mechitza. We are five lines from the bottom. Haya mundarin be'emtza hamavui. If there is a mundarin be'emtza hamavui, what is a mundarin? A mundarin we would call a slope. Haya slope, the cover to Eda. Haya madron be'emtza hamavui. You have a mavui, then in the middle of the mavui, it goes down. It's a very high slope. So the back of the mavui is higher than the front of the mavui. So can you say that itself functions somehow as a break? Continuing the kabbadeta, be'emsa mavui matir l'chala mavui v'insarach lechi. Fascinating case, because you have it all the way going down, and it goes down, let's say, 10 tfachim, within a pretty short span of area. So hayimundrim emsa mavui le'elyonim nidon mishum charitz. Let's say the back of the mavui is the higher, and then it goes down. So the back of the mavui is open, but it's ki'ilu is closed. It's ki'ilu you have two mavui sasums here, right? Meaning three sides open and the one and the back side closed. What do you mean? Here it's open on both sides. Because the back mavui is ki'ilu, it's right next to a ditch that's 10 tefachim deep. And when it's 10 tefachim deep, then we say the walls, ki'ilu, the sides of the ditch go up, good asik mechitzta, so the back of the mavui is ki'ilu, it has a ditch at the end of it, and it's enclosed in that way. Ulatachtone mishum geder. And the front mavui, so to speak, the front half of the mavui, which is the lower part of the mavui, is as if it has a wall in the back, right? Because it has this slope. So the Gemara says both of them are mutter. It's unbelievable. You have this mavui that has the slope in the middle, that's open on both sides, so we say we treat it as if it's not open on both sides. Right, it's closed on one side. The middle part in both of them is closed. One mishum chiritz, one mishum geder. Good. So those are all in terms of the height. In terms of the height, you need a way to close off the height. Fine. Varacham yaser amos imayitz. Now we get into the other part of the Mishnah. The next line of the Mishnah said that if it's wider than 10 amos, so that's not good. So even if you put a lechi or a korah there, that's not going to be good enough. Because more than 10 amos is called a pirtza and not a pesach. It's considered a break. It's not an opening, not a doorway. And therefore, even with a lechi or a korah, that is not going to be good enough. The Karbat Eidah back on the Mishnah said, V'tvei mehachi lo mikri pesach ala pirtza, v'lo yoel hakeira danan pesach b'inan. So just a hecker, just a lechi or a korah is not going to be good enough. What you would need is suras pesach. That's stronger. Suras pesach is, as the Gemara says, lechi mikan v'lechi mikan v'kan al gabayim. That means the three-prong structure. Not just a lechi, which is one pole. Not even two lechis, which are two poles. And you can't use a korah, which is a cross beam. You need all three. You need two lechis and a korah on top. which is a Suras HaPesach, a door frame, that could work even if it's wider than 10 amos. That's what the Mishnah said. Mishnah Suras HaPesach, even if it's wider, then Ein Tzarech L'mait. Says the Gemara now. Harach Me'asar Amos Yimait. Ketzai M'mait. How do you make it smaller? How do you make it smaller? So the easy way is to fill in the space. Fill in some space of the opening, and then you make it smaller than 10 amos wide. No sin maltera. You take a big board. Again, maltera might mean different things in different places. In the Gemara Shabbos, in the Bavli, and then in the Erevin, in the Bavli, it means some type of fancy board, a maltera. And some put that in here as well. But others say, maltera just here means a board. So no sin maltera, but pesach amavli, maltera amavli. You put a board, you know, closing off the space. That's fine. That's the easy way to do it. Close off the space of the 10 amos. You make it smaller than 10 amos. You extend the wall, in that way. So the Gemara says, La rocha vis amris. The board could help with the width, meaning closing off the width of the doorway. That's where we know a board could help. V'rabbanan avdin lafilu begavoa. But, says the Gemara, the Rabbanan allow this maltera, allow this board even if it's high up. Meaning if the maltera is above the opening, that also helps. One second, it helps. Why should it help? We said it doesn't help. You can't just put a korah there. Remember, if it's wider than 10 amos, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. But the Gemara says, Rabbanan avdin lafilu begavoa. Even if it's higher. You see the korah de'edah, the last one. Im nasan amaltera begova pesach. Mahani lomavi sharach b'meyaser. Right? It also helps. So the question is, why should that help? V'lo kaparetz l'miluahu. Isn't it open then? It's paretz. Right? It's open. And we said, you can't just put a board on top. Who isn't that wider than 10 and therefore it shouldn't help? Answer, Naasis Kachsadra. Maybe it's made, we consider it like an Achsadra. Achsadra is like a porch in the days of old, like in front of houses. You used to have a big area with a roof and pillars. No walls. No walls. So just, that's a area that people like to be. It's very airy. And that's an Achsadra. And by the Achsadra, we say the principle of Pitikra Yorid Disosei. And if you have a roof and you have pillars all around the roof, so the roof is allowed. We have viewed the edges of the roof as if it goes down. So the area under the roof is considered enclosed. We said earlier, there's a machlokas tanoim, if the achsadra or something like that goes over a rishus harabim, right? That was the gesharim hamifulashim. So that we said is a machlokas tanoim, whether you would say that. You have to have like the overpass. But here, this is in, right next to a house. Right next to a house, we say nasas achsadra. It's considered like a porch. The Mefarshim add, because the maltar here that you're talking about is four tfachim wide. As long as it's four tfachim wide, then it's not called it's not just a korah, cross beam in the front. It's wide enough to be considered like a roof, and therefore you could shoot down the sides of the roof and consider as if the mavui is enclosed. So it's enclosed on that side, not just a korah, but a whole wall on that side. So nasis ka'achsadra. The Gemara continues. Rebbe matir achsadra bebeis shari. Rebbe allowed an achsadra in beis shari. What's beis shari? So if you look in the carbon of Eda, shari was somebody's name. So in beis shari, he allowed the achsadra in beis shari. Achsadra is beis adam echad shishmo shari. Most of the achronim assume, why does he have to say that? Beis shari maybe is the Yerushalmi way of saying beis sha'arim. Beis sha'arim, that's what the Pnei Moshe here says. Beis sha'arim, that's where Rebbe lived. Rebbe lived in Beis Sharim, and they all quote the Gemara in Ksubas Daf Kof Gimel. That's one place where it says Beis Sharim. I'll quote another Gemara. You're in the Bavli, Sanhedrin Daf Lamed Beis. Right, the Gemara there says, Tzedek Tzedek Tirdof. You have to run after righteousness, and Tzedek. So, Halachachar Bezdin Yafa. Go after the best Bezdin that you could find. Go to the places where people are known to have Bati Dinim. Achar Rebbe Eliezer Lelud. Achar Rebbe Yochanan Ben Zakkai Lebrachayel. These are our places. Achar Chachamim Yeshiva. Achar Bozer Lelud. Achar Bechamim Zachar Lebar Chayel. We had that. Achar Yeshua LePekian. Yeshua is in Pekian. Achar Begamliel LeYavne. Achar Rabbi Akiva LeBnei Brak. All of these. Achar Rabbi Masiel LeRomi. Achar Bechamim Tradion LeSichni. Achar Yosi LeTzipori. Rabbi Yudah Ben Seir LeNetzivin. Right, there are other stories in Shas where these people come up in these places. Achar Yeshua LeGol. Achar Rabbi LeBeis Sharim. Right, so Rebbe is known as the head and base Sha'arim. Achar Chachamim Lelishkas Agazus. So go after one of the Bezdin Agadol. or even before that, the bezin that sits outside. So it says here that Beis Sharim, so that's why most assume that this Beis Shari is Beis Sharim. Rabbi Akiva was the head of Bnei Brak, right? That helps us explain the story in the Haggadah. The story in the Haggadah, where you have the five rabbis that went to Bnei Brak, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, right? All the five rabbis. So many Mefarshim ask what they were doing in Bnei Brak. Right? All of them have their own Mekomos, all of their own shuls. Why would they go to Bnei Brak, which is the place of Rabbi Akiva? And Rabbi Akiva even was younger than some of the other rabbis there. So why dafka did they go to Rabbi Akiva? So the Aruch HaShulchan, in his Haggadah, Haggadah Lel Shimurim, writes that imagine the time period that they lived in. They lived in, post-Churban, 100 years, 150 years after the Churban. Maybe this was right after Bar Kokhba also. The Bar Kokhba was where Rabbi Akiva thought that the Bar Kokhba was Mashiach. Bar Kuziba, they went to Rabbi Akiva. Why? Because throughout Shas, we find that Rabbi Akiva is always the optimist. Rabbi Akiva is always the one that's giving chizik. The last Gemara, Maseches Makis, when he was laughing, when all his friends were crying, number one. Number two, when Rabbi Akiva was left outside the city without getting invited. And he says, called Avid Rachman al-Atav Avid. Number three, when he after he got married, he had no money. And all he had was straw, the Gemara Nadarim. And he thanks Hashem. Yeah, look, we even have straw. At least the other guy doesn't even have straw to lie on. Number four, the Avos Rabbi Nasan that mentions that he sees the water on the rock. He doesn't think he's too finished. He can still start again and learn Torah at the age of 40. And many other cases of Rabbi Akiva. At the end, as he was being killed, his Talmidim say, you know, Rabbi, Ad Khan. And he says, I've waited this all my life. I've waited for this moment. So all of these are cases where we see Rabbi Akiva and others, have that positive attitude. So that's where they came. The Aruch HaShulchan says they came to Bnei Brak to get chizuk, to have that optimism of Rabbi Akiva, because this is what they needed at this time. He, Rabbi Yehuda, we could talk about each of these. Rabbi Yehuda and Netzivin, right? What's Yehuda and Netzivin? Remember that's this Rabbi Yehuda b'Beseir and Netzivin. That's the Gemara, the story, the beginning of Maseches Pesachim in the Bavli. Where there was a goy that was boasting that he ate from the Korban Pesach, and nobody knew about it. The Arimian used to eat from the Korban Pesach, and used to say, nobody knows, I hide. So Rabbi Yehuda b'Seira says to him, oh yeah, you go for the Korban Pesach, did they ever give you from the tail? And he says, no. He says, oh, I asked for the tail. And the tail is not hukrav, al gabi amizbeach. So it was all a setup. So Rabbi Yehuda b'Seira set him up, and he was found out that way. They said, what, the tail? And they did their research, and they found out that he was an Arimian, and they killed him. The question is, why'd they kill him? Is the other question Tosas there asks is, why was Rabbi Yehuda b'Seira going to Yerushalayim? Right? He said, go tell them. What do you mean, go tell them? What was he doing? Why wasn't he there? Okay, but either way, yeah, Rabbi Yossi Litzipori, Rabbi Yossi was also some stories in Chas about that. Rabbi Gamliel and Yavne, obviously, that was one of the three requests that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai asked Vespasian, retain li Yavne v'chachameha, save Yavne, Rabbi Gamliel and his family, and medicine for Rabbi Tzadok. Right, so Rabbi Gamliel, Yavne. Okay, there are a couple of Rabbi Gamliels, a grandfather, a grandson, a great grandson. But this is the Sanhedrin Lamed Beis. But that's here back to Beis Sha'arim. So Rabbi Matar the Achsadra in Beis Sha'arim. So Kamamudim Hayaba. How many pillars did this Achsadra have? We said Achsadra is, let's say you have four pillars. You have an area, you have four pillars, one in each corner, and you have the roof over it. Then you're able to say it's enclosed. Pitikra Yored Visose. So the question is, how many extra Amudim were there on the sides? Do you need extra Amudim on the sides? How many were there? So Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha Amar Rabbi Chiya, Rabbi Yosa Chan Amar. Chanamar Shisha, one says there were six on a side. The Chanamar Shmona, one says there were eight on a side. Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Velo Pligi, and Azana Machlokas, whether six or eight. Mandar Mashisha, Lo Mikshev, Elaine, Shrein, Baraya. The one who says six wasn't counting the ones on the corners. Right? If you count six on each side, you count the ones in the corners or not. So you don't count the ones in the corners. Mandar Marshmona, Mashav, Shrein, Baraya, right? Count the ones in the corners. So six and eight, that really it's one Shita. Interesting, if you look in Parshas Vayakel, the Psukim describe how many pillars there were in the Mishkan on each side. So I think it says about 40 pillars on the south and 40 pillars on the north and six pillars on the west, right? Six pillars on the west and then two that were in the corner. Two that were in the corner. So there, it didn't count the corners. It was six or so on the side, I don't remember the exact numbers, and two in the corners. And on the east side, obviously, that was the Pesach. That was, I think it had four, because it had the curtain that was there in order to get it. So six and eight, the question is whether you count. Rabbi Yaakov bar Acha b'shei Rabbi Lazar, lo sof davar shisha, lo sof davar shmona. Don't think, this whole discussion, you don't need any pillars. You don't need six, you don't need eight. You don't need any of them. Ella imhayu the nafkamina, whether you can say achsadra is pitikra yorib is so same, is the following. This is the ella imhayu rabim bokinba. If the rishus harabim could get through, right? If it's open, if the achsadra is open to a rishus harabim, that ruins it. Bokinba afilu. We're going to flip the gear. So here kama yiyu asurim. Right, if the rabim, the rishus rabim is right next to it, and it goes in and out. So then, even if you have many pillars on the side, it's not good enough. You can't say pitikra. Remember, that was what we said before, that the chachamim do not say pitikra when it's next to a rishus rabim. The rishus rabim goes through by the ksharim hamifulashim. Im eina rabim boken ba afilu shnayim yumutarim. And if the rabim is not boken ba, then even if you only have two, we need two on each, one on each corner, two on each side, yumutarim. Right, my davi uvda. Havi Avda, right? It's just, this was the story they were asking. Were there six? Were there eight? They were just saying, what was the story? Not that that was needed, right? Sometimes the Gemara just says that was the Maisa, but not that that is required. Why were they going through the Maisa? Right? The Gemara said in the first line, Nasik Achsadra, and then the Gemara quoted, Rebbe actually Matir. Because we know there's a difference between just talking about something in the base Medrash and actually paskening that way. And whenever the Gemara can bring a Maisa Shehaya, now that's more powerful. Right, sometimes there's what we discuss a lot in the Beis Medrash. Right, the Mefarshim explain. Right, we spend a lot of time on Beis Shammai in the Beis Medrash, but we don't paskin like Beis Shammai. Right, we can spend a lot of time on Beis Shammai. That's not called Bittul Torah. Right, or we can spend. Rav Soloveitchik once said, you know, one studies Maseches Megillah. That's almost all Dinim Drabanan. So we could have asked that about Erevin too. Right, Maseches Erevin is almost all Dinim Drabanan. So the question is, what is this Bittul Torah Daraisa? And then it's just midrabanan, we're being osek? Of course not. Of course not. It's not, it's because dinim drabanan, or beis shammai, or shittas that we know paskin like, that's what we call chefsa shel Torah. It's part of the corpus of Torah that we could study, fulfill the mitzvah, for the mitzvah, d'oraisa of talmud Torah, in the beis medrash. When you actually go out and do it, that's a chilek. That's different, right? You don't do what we don't paskin like. Or if you do most of the things in Megillah and Erevin, you're fulfilling a mitzvah drabanan. If you're actually doing it, putting the Erev or the Lechi or the Korah or any of these. But there's always, more power. Remember the Chefsa Shel Torah idea, that's the Brisker Rav, quotes that from Reb Chaim in Hilchos Brachos, where, Reb Chaim there is, explaining women and Birchas HaTorah. This is a major discussion. The Shulchan Aruch says that women say Birchas HaTorah every morning. The question is why? Everybody agrees that women say Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Why would women say Birchas HaTorah? So, one might say, oh, just like women are able to say a bracha on mitzvah saseish asman grama, according to Ashkenazic custom, right? Women can make a bracha on shaking a lulav or shofar. So too, they can make a bracha, right? Even though they're not, mitzuvah. You know, they're not mitzuvah. The problem is, the Shulchan Aruch says that women can say brachas Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch does not pass in that way. Shulchan Aruch says women cannot make a bracha on mitzvah saseish asman grama. That's only the Ramah. So that answer is a little difficult. Unless you say it's just a parallel. Just a parallel. That's what the Gra says on the Shulchan Aruch. He compares it to Zman Gromis. And you have to, the Vilna Gaon knows that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't paskin that way. But he's giving a mashal. He's saying just like the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah allows it, so too the Shulchan Aruch would allow this. The other answer, the Magen Avram, says no, women are obligated in much of Torah, all the Torah that's shaykh to them. Right? He quotes the Ramah and Yerodea. The women are obligated to learn relating to all the mitzvahs that are shach to them. Shabbos, kashrus, everything. Dal chalkei Shulchan Aruch, there's plenty. So that's the Magen Avraham. But other mefarshim say, that's not the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. They have to actually learn. But is that the mitzvah? That's part of the mitzvah of Shabbos, of kashrus, v'chulu. But the mitzvah of learning lishma. So isn't the mitzvah, the bracha, berachas Torah, on learning Torah as a mitzvah, not just as a hechsher mitzvah, so to speak? So some aren't satisfied with that answer. So the other answer that one might suggest is what Reb Chaim says. Reb Chaim says that Birchas HaTorah is a Birchas Shevach whenever we come in contact with Torah. Whenever we come in contact with Torah, we have to acknowledge that by saying Berachas HaTorah. Right? What's the source of Berachas HaTorah? Ki Shem Hashem Ekra, when I call out the name of God, Havu Godel Elokeinu, ascribe greatness to our God. So when we learn Torah, we're calling out the name of Hashem. That itself is somehow a Shmos of Shalakadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what Reb Chaim is quoted here in Hilchos Brachos. Debirchas v'shamati mipi Adoni Avi Adoni Morin Rabbeinu Agona Chassid Zechatzal v'Kodesh Lavracha Shamar. Debirchas haTorah Ein Habracha Al Kiyum Hamitzvah Shel Talmud Torah. Rak Tu Din B'fnei Atzmo De Torah Boi Bracha. Torah needs a bracha. Whenever you come in contact with Torah, needs a bracha. Kid Yalfin Olam Bebrachas Chafaluf Mikra Dechi Yishem Hashem Ekra V'Yim Kain Ein Zed Din Shashayach Laham Mitzvah Klal. Rak ta Torah atzma tuuna bracha. Nothing to do with outside doing the mitzvahs. It has to do with the Torah itself. V'nasha b'turas rak miham mitzvah shel Talmud Torah. Ak elon mufka'us me'etzem ha'chefsa shel Talmud Torah. V'limudim ha'vei b'chal Talmud Torah. Their limud is Talmud Torah. And this comes up in many nafkaminis about Torah boi bracha, but that's the griz b'shem Reb Chaim. And that's why there's again highlighting the difference between learning in the Beis Medrash and out there putting Torah into life. And that's why often when the Gemara quotes the stories, it's quoting the story because that makes it more different, makes it a different realm. It's not just talking about it in the Beis Medrash; it's actually living it, which shows the psak is really lemaisa. Okay, we continue now. Achsadra, once we're talking about Achsadra shenifras al milua, al rishus harabim, as we just said, an Achsadra that's open to the rishus harabim, as we just said up above, Rebbe La, Rav, Rebbe Yochanan, Treyon, Amrin, Metalton, Bekule. Wow, right? So Rav says, Rebbe Yochanan says, you could still be Metalton within the whole Achsadra, even though it's open to the rishus harabim, right? If the rabim are right there, right? The Korban Eidah says, like an Achsadra bebika. A bika is open to the public. Shmuel Amar, Imetalta Be'al Arba Amos. Shmuel says, no, you can't. You can't say Pitikra Yor V'Sosim there. If it's open on all four sides, open to the public. So you don't say Pitikra, says Shmuel. Amar Yosi, V'lomodi Shmuel B'mavui Shu Makura, L'mal Me'asra Amos Shu Kasher. Doesn't Shmuel agree, asks Rabbi Yosi, that if you have a Mavui, an alleyway that we're talking about, that's right, a Mavui Yisasim, closed on three sides, and it's roofed, but the roof is above 20 Amos. Don't you say that it's as if the roof shoots down and it closes off the mavui? Doesn't he agree with that? And therefore, if he agrees with that, so then, just like a mavui that's open to the street with a roof, so maybe an achsadra also, you know, that has a roof, should be mutter. So Gemara has two answers. The first answer says, no, that's wrong. Shmuel does not agree to that. So don't even have that comparison. Reason, answer one, Ella, mizbar sarva Shmuel, vushie kal hechsher's kar betoch esrim. No, Shmuel doesn't say that. You need the roof within 20 amos, or the hechsher korah. Remember, that's what we said in the last year. Meaning, at least the part of the board that is going to be strong enough to be considered a korah has to be within 20 amos. And therefore, you don't have a parallel. You want to say, just like this korah, this roofed mavui above 20 amos is going to shoot down. So the achsadra, no, he doesn't agree to that. If it's under 20 amos, you can, but that's because it's korah, not because it's pitikra. Right? A korah is under 20 amos. So no, Shmuel would not agree to Pitikra in that case. Also, that's answer number one. That Shmuel does not agree with that comparison. Right? Rabbi Yossi says, doesn't he agree? The answer is no. Or the other way to answer is that, yeah, he agrees to that case, but don't compare that case to our case. Don't compare Mavi over 20 Amos, or with a roof over 20 Amos to our case of Achsadra. Amar Rabbi Yossi. Answer number two, V'yafila desavar Shmuel, b'mavi hamakur l'malam yasher ambakasher. Even if you want to say that Shmuel agrees to Pitikra in that case, where you have a roof over 20 amos that would be able to close off the mavui, lo damu mavi l'achsadra. Don't compare the two. We could have more stringencies by the achsadra than by the mavui. After all, I'll show you, mavui nasa l'tashmish batim. A mavui is for residential usage. And therefore, says Reb Chaim Gadievsky, because it's made for diurin hikilubo lomar pitikra. Maybe if it's made for residential purposes, it's semi-private by the mavui. So that's where we would have kulas that we could say pitikra. Achsadra lo nasa zelotamash mishdavar. Achsadra has its own usage. Achsadra is not meant for any private usage. It's open on all four sides. And therefore, we'd be more machmir by achsadra. So too says Shmuel. So don't compare the two cases. And I'll add another point, says the Gemara. Explaining this. Another chumrah that an achsadra has that a mavi doesn't have. Ilumavi she'enu makura, v'nasan akara b'toch esrim. Shemeinu kasher. If you have a mavi that does not have a roof, if you have a mavi that doesn't have a roof, but you just put the kora under 20 amos, that works, right? That's one of the ways to kasher. So a kora works to kasher a mavi. Ilu achsadra she'enu makura, v'nasan akara b'toch esrim. Shema klumu. If you have an achsadra, you just put a board on an achsadra. You don't have a roof. Is that going to work? Of course it's not going to work. That's just four poles with a board on top of it. So therefore the Gemara says, even if you want to say that Shmuel would agree to Pitikra in certain cases by a Mavui, he might not agree to Pitikra in the case of the Achsadra. Period. So what happens if you have the opening back to the doorway? It can't be more than 10 amos wide. What if it's 15 amos wide? So you could close that. You just close it from the side. But here's a way that you can close it even if you have a smaller amount. Rabbi Barav, Huna B'Shem Rav. Osepasol shalosh amos v'kolshu. You take a board, a pas, that's three and a drop amos. Three and a drop amos, like a board. Marchiko menakosol shte amos. And you put it 2 amos away from the edge. Again, you have a 15 amos space. So you take a 3 and a mashu ama board. You put it 2 amos away from the edge. So again, that is considered oso. So now it's considered what? It's considered that on the right side, let's say on one side of the board, you have less than 10 amos, right? It's just less than 10 amos. And on the other side, you have 2 amos plus this board. That's 3 and a little bit. So what do? You're able to consider that 2 amos space and the 3 amos of the board as if there's a wall of 5, at least, or it's closed off. It's closed off in 5. And the little extra, it's 3 and a little bit, that little extra is considered the lechi of this 5 area that's closed. So with the whole wall now, it would start off with an area of 15 amos, which is too big. So you take a board that's 3 and a little bit, you put it 2 amos away from one of the sides, and therefore that's all considered closed. The 3, we're going to learn later on that sometimes if you have one lechi, one space with airspace on both sides of it. So we're going to have the principle sometimes that the airspace, the avira, is ba umevata mechitzta. If you have both sides of a vertical pole, it's going to be ruined by space on the sides of it. But here it's not, because here the board is 3 amos and the airspace on one side of it is only 2. So it's maruba. It's rov. So the whole 5 amos space is considered closed, and you have a little bit extra left, that's the lechi. So the Gemara says, I have a similar option, a simpler option. Why do you have to have a board that's 3 plus amos? V'yasa pasar ba'tfachim, just take a board that's 4 tfachim. Take a board that's 4 tfachim, you put it right in the middle. You put one that's right in the middle, and then you would break up the area on the two sides, right? You put it right in the middle, and you wouldn't need more. V'lo kein tani. Wouldn't 4 tfachim, and you would put, we'll see that this is going to be the answer to the Gemara, and you're going to put a korah on the two sides of that board. V'lo kein tani, didn't we learn in the first Tosefta in the Masechta, ose pashal abot tfachim, putting a pasal abot tfachim is good enough in the middle of a big open space. The Gemara says, yeah, but Amar Rabbi Bar Bar Papi, as we just explained, the lahat shnei below korah. If you have a board that's 4 tfachim wide, in the middle, you're still going to need a korah, a cross beam in the open spaces, which are more than 10 amos. Still, if you have start off with 15 amos, 10 tfachim is not going to break it into size less than 10 amos. So you're still going to need a cross beam. We're trying to come up with a solution that you don't even need the cross beam. If you put this board of 3 and a little bit amos, then you no longer have an open space of 10 amos. It's ki'ilu you had a lechi, the little edge, of the mashu is called the lechi, and therefore you wouldn't need a cross beam. Period. Is tani tani ma'amid kind of a dokran? There are those that say that you could just put a stick, you could put a pole in the middle. And is tani tani osa pashal abat tvachim? And some say, some of the brisa, the Tosefta, that says you put the one with 4 tvachim, meaning 4 tvachim, and you have the cross beams as well. Amar Yosi alacha komer osa pashal abat tvachim. We pass it like the shita that says you could put a board of 4 tvachim. Again, you have a space of 15 amos. You put a board of it closes off some of the space, a 4 tfachim, and you have cross beams on the rest of it, which is kind of like a Tzuras HaPesach, but it's, let's say at least I'll call it a korah now. Tani, Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mav, Reb Shimon Gamliel has a big chiddush. Mavi Sheishlo Shnei Psachim, let's say on one side of the Mavu, you have a doorway, you have a space, you have two doorways. Shnei Psachim. No, saying korah be'echan me'em umatir. See, each one of them, let's say, is less than 10 amos. So fine. You could put a korah. Says Rosh Gamliel, you only have to fix one of them. You only have to fix one of them, put a korah, put a crossbeam in one of the spaces, to that whole side, even the other doorway that doesn't have anything in it. Rav Acha b'shem Levi, b'shem Rabbi Levi, ain't a lach Rosh Gamliel. No, no, no. We don't pass in that way. No, you need something in both doorways. You need something in both doorways. Amar Rabbi Ba, v'shehem idkan evidokran. When do we say, Rabbi Ba says, when do we say that we don't pass like Rosh Gamliel? Only if you put that single pole. If you put a single pole, so then that's not good enough to fix the doorway, to fix one doorway for the other doorway. But if you put the wider, not just the pole, you put a board for tfachim in one of the doorways, then that would help with the other doorway as well. So sometimes we pass like Rosh Gamliel, and sometimes we don't. If you just put the pole there, we don't. If you put a board for tfachim wide, we do. Vitani kain, and I'll bring you a proof, a brisa, that could be understood if you say we pass like Rosh Gamliel part of the way. Mavui sheyeshlo, switching harbe psachim. If you have a mavi that has many doorways on one side, nosin kor be'echan emamatiya, there's a brisa that says like Rosh Gamliel. So you see, if you have many doorways, so what do you mean? We don't pass like Rosh Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Yossi, v'usha nasan alem soy. Let's say you have three doorways. So says Rabbi Yossi, if you fix the middle one, then that could help for the two outer ones. Avalam nasan alachitzon. But if you have three doorways and you fix one on the side, then even Rabbi Gamliel would say, no, you can't fix the farther one. Nicha omed shekan matir pirtza shekan. Fine, I understand the standing one here, a middle one, can matir the pirtza on its side. Umi matir pirtza shala halon. But how could you matir if you have three doorways and you fix one on one side? How could you matir the other one on the other side? But that's the discussion. But what do you see from this whole discussion? That there is a brisa that says we partially do pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel, but we said before that we don't pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. So you know what the chiluk could be, whether it's a pole or whether it's a pass of Da'al of Tvachim. If it's a pole, we don't paskin. Meaning, we don't, what's Rav Shmuel Gamliel Shita? If you fix one doorway, it works for the other doorway. So we'll paskin that way if it's four Tvachim wide, but we won't paskin that way if it's just a pole. It says the Gemara, I don't think that whole discussion is even a raya. Why? You're saying, oh, that brisa must be, you know, the fact that we pass like the brisa, we pass it like, we don't pass like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. In one case, Amar Rav Shammai, or Shimi, Tipater Rav Shmuel Gamliel. Maybe that brisa is the seat of Rav Shmuel Gamliel. So who says there's a chiluk between Dalat Tvachim and a pole? Maybe that brisa that says it works is Rav Shmuel, it's not anybody else pathing like Rav Shmuel Gamliel. It's Rav Shmuel Gamliel Shita. V'lesat Shema Min HaKlum, and therefore you wouldn't be able to learn anything from that brisa. So we end up saying that we have no reason to know about that chiluk. Maybe we reject him totally. That if you, he opens up on one, in one doorway, you wouldn't be able to matir the other doorway. Okay, we'll have to stop here by Mavi Akum Umafulash. Interesting cases coming up here in the first parak of Eruv.